Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers and White Sox, game two of this three-game series over the weekend. Dollar Dog Day here at the park, 36,000 strong. We're on hand enjoying it. This game featured a pair of southpaws, Robert Gasser and Garrett Crochet, on the mound. However, it would be the White Sox that would open the scoring in the third. A solo homer from Andrew Benintendi. He would later exit, though, due to left Achilles tendonitis. Later in that third, though, a little bit of momentum generated by the Brewers' defense and a young rookie in right.
2-2. Lined out towards right, Churio on the run, in the corner, diving, and he made the catch! Wow, Jackson Churio!
He's been a different defender since the talking to he had on Tuesday night. He has been very solid so far the last couple of days. The Brewers, though, looking a way to respond in the bottom of the third inning. It all started with a leadoff single by who else but Bryce Tarang. Next up, the top of the order, Joey Ortiz.
Crochet kicks the leg, brings home the pitch. This is lined into right center field. That'll get down. One hop the wall in right center. Tarang cruising around third. He will score. Ortiz puts on the brakes at second. It's an RBI double, and we are tied at one. Joey Ortiz just keeps on slugging.
Joey Ortiz, however, he will be left stranded as the call came from Lane Grindle. Still 1-1 game. Gavin Sheets would go yard, though, in the fourth, avoiding the shutdown inning. It was an odd day for Robert Gasser. That made it 3-1 at the time. Gasser was done after five innings. He did not factor into the decision. The Brewers had no answer for Garrett Crochet. He was fantastic today. He struck out eight, including three of the last four outs that he had were all strikeouts today. Finally into the White Sox bullpen, though, in the seventh inning in a rally form. A one-out walk by Tarang. He advanced to second on a walk by Contreras with two outs. They change pitchers again. Go to Jordan Leisure. He walked Christian Yelich. It loaded the bases. Two outs. Willie Adames.
Now the 1-1. Ground ball back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Tarang is home. Around third is Contreras. He is going to score. This game is tied at three on an two RBI single from Willie Adames here in the seventh.
Huge from Willie. He did not have a hit yesterday, and he wasn't even done today. More on him in a moment. Still, though, it was only tied 3-3. The Brewers were deep into their bullpen, and they were fantastic today. In the top of the ninth, though, Elvis Peguero hit the reverse batter he faced. He would strike out Dominic Fletcher and then was facing Danny Mendick.
Sosa leads from first. The pitch. Ground ball to third. Ortiz has it. Goes second. One to first. Two double play. Ortiz spun it perfectly. Tarang for the quick exchange. Chance to win it. Tarang, Ortiz, and Contreras coming up in the bottom of the ninth in the 3-3 game.
They were not able to win it in the bottom of the ninth. It would just take one more inning. In the 10th inning, though, the Brewers used Hobie Milner. He retired the side 1-2-3. So all you had to do was score one. The first batter was Yelich. They decided to intentionally walk him. Both Yelich and Contreras advanced on a wild pitch to move to second and third during Willie's at-bat. He fell behind 1-2, but the man is clutch, and the man knows how to put bat to ball.
Kopech, the pitch. Ground ball through the left side, off the glove of Remillard, and into left field. Contreras trots home, and Willie Adames has won this game for the Brewers in walk-off fashion here in the bottom of the 10th.
Doesn't matter if you hit it 400 feet or just 40 feet. Willie got the job done, and the Brewers win 4-3 in 10 innings. They've claimed the series. They'll go for the sweep tomorrow. We'll preview that coming up next here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.